Jeremy Corbyn was photographed sitting on the floor claiming that the train was ram-packed. The Virgin boss Richard Branson says that CCTV footage suggests he'd walked past empty seats. The disagreement between the two men continues. So how were things on this morning's 11 a.m. Virgin train service from London to Newcastle? Dino Sophos stepped aboard.
I'm at King's Cross Station in London. The Edinburgh Waverley 11 o'clock service is just about to depart. I'm getting on the train. The train's just about to leave. There aren't people dashing through the train doors as you might see on a busy commuter service. That's it now. All the passengers are on board the service. It's not going to stop now until York. This is coach H, seat numbers 43 to 74. On my left-hand side, the luggage rack is quite full. And I'm just going to walk down the carriage. And actually, this is the unreserved coach that Jeremy Corbyn would have walked through. On my left-hand side are four... There's two lots of seats of four, which are completely taken with two families. There's a seat free here on my right-hand side. There's a seat free on my left, but a lady has a bag there. Excuse me, is anybody sitting in there? Is there nobody sitting there, no? Okay, I'll come back in a bit. I'm just seeing how many seats are free, actually. Okay, so I'm just going to go through and count the amount of seats that are available in this carriage. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So there are 10 seats available in this carriage. Now, it's true that there are some bags on the seats, but as you've heard, you know, if you ask people, is anybody sat there? The usual response is no, and they're just putting their bags on the seats, as we all do, to try and reserve it so you don't sit next to somebody eating their smelly egg and bacon sandwich during the journey. But there are quite a few seats here. I'm just going to carry on walking through the rest of the train and just see what's going on. There's somebody sat in the corridor on a little bench. Sorry, I'm from BBC News. You're all right. Yeah. Have you tried to find a seat?
I'm actually doing exactly the same as
you.
Oh,
are you? You're a journalist. You're a journalist. Sorry, you're doing the same as me. Yeah, OK, fine. OK, so this looks very familiar. The image you saw online and in the papers and on TV yesterday of the carriage with loads of those white and red tickets on the back of seats. So pretty much, well, no, there still are a couple of seats that don't have tickets on them here and are not reserved, but there are a lot of reserved seats. And I'm just looking at some of the tickets. This particular seat in coach F, number 26, is booked between York and Edinburgh. So if you boarded the train from London and you wanted to sit in this seat, you'd be fine to do so. Lots of these tickets are booked from York, so there are actually quite a few seats available. Now, obviously, we can't travel back in time, so we don't know what the situation was a couple of weeks ago. But judging from this service, at this time when I boarded the train, there are quite a few free seats.
Dino Sophos, one of the journalists trying to find a seat on the East Coast service.